The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Up next on The Believer's Walk of Faith.
This is your day. I said this is your day. I said this is your day. You need healing? This is your day. You need deliverance? This is your day. I came to announce all debts are canceled. God says so. Now agree with God.
Hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, today's message was taken from the Southwest Believers Convention. This is hosted by Brother Kenneth and Sister Gloria Copeland. Now, we had a great time there. I shared a prophetic word at this conference, and it's something God gave me from Deuteronomy chapter 15 in the Message Bible translation. It says this, "All debts are canceled. God said so." Praise God, man. You can't beat that with a stick. I'm telling you, all debts are canceled. God said so. See, it might not be that a creditor said so, but God said so. And when that happens and you believe it and begin to speak it and act on it, I'm telling you, things are going to supernaturally happen. Now, this was such a powerful time in the Lord. I felt something tangible even break in the spirit when I said that in that place. And I'm telling you, the miracles begin to happen. So there's no distance in the spirit. The same anointing that was there is here right now and in the place where you're sitting. That same anointing. All you need to do as you watch this broadcast, build your faith for the cancellation and eradication of debts. See, when Jesus paid the price, he paid it all. He paid for your healing, he paid for your deliverance, and he paid for your debt cancellation. Praise the Lord. So let's go into it now. It's called Cancel All Debts.
The Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." So the blessing that is on our lives is the same blessing that was on Abraham, and it's the same blessing that was on Adam. It was Eden blessing at that time. And then it's the same blessing that he talks about in Proverbs 10:22 that we talked about, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Now, the blessings come out of the blessing, and the blessings are supernatural, supernatural increase, supernatural prosperity, supernatural promotion, supernatural protection, supernatural longevity, supernatural business strategies. All these things come out of that. When you're talking about supernatural prosperity, many times we can't even imagine what that is, only because we hadn't taken time to meditate the Scriptures. When you meditate the Scriptures, the Holy Ghost will show you that supernatural prosperity is explosive growth. It's not this kind of growth that takes place over 50 years. It's explosive growth. It's God's supernatural growth coming in your life, supernatural deliverance. I remember when I was, again, starting our ministry at Chicago, in Lake at Pulaski is where we first started. And Lake at Pulaski was in the 11th precinct of Chicago, the worst crime area in Chicago. He started us right in the middle of it. And so when we started there, I remember a lady coming in, she came in the door and kind of broke in and says, "Who's the pastor in here?" I said, "I'm the pastor." She said, "I need to see you." Now, I understand the place wasn't big enough to hold but about 20 people, 25, 30 people at the most. And I said, "What do you want to see me about?" She said, "The drug dealers have taken over my block, my street." She said, "What are you going to do about it?" Now, you got to understand that one of the reasons why we're sent where we're sent is to turn it from what it is into the Garden of Eden. That's why you're sent where you're sent. Doesn't make any difference where you're sent or the condition of the place or the color of the people. So what happened, we go in there, she prayed. I said, lady, get in this circle, let's pray. Now, why do I want to pray? Because I got to hear from headquarters. Because the blessing takes me being obedient to the voice of God. Let's look at that, please, over in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Look what he said in verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you and what? Overtake you. All right. Now, I need the blessing of deliverance. I need deliverance in that neighborhood, deliverance from the crime, deliverance from the drug dealers, so forth and so on. I need it. Now, what could I do? I can consult natural sources. I could go down to the police department. I can go over to and make a block club and form a block club and let's get together and so forth. All those things maybe are good. But this is what the book brings out that I wrote. Hercules was coming. Now he was kind of qualifying himself as who he's supposed to be. And now here's Hercules. As you know, he's a mythical character. I think it's one of Aesop's fables. But here's Hercules. And now he's got to fight this dragon. This dragon is called a Hydra. I think it's 9 heads. So he takes to fight this dragon, but there's a problem. As quickly as he cuts the head off of the dragon, one of the heads, 2 more grow back. Can't you see what I'm saying? I'm saying the natural solutions of man trying to solve the problems of Al-Qaeda. The next thing you know, you got ISIS. You got all kinds. You got about 4 or 5 spawn terrorist groups. Right. And I'm saying, why? Because nobody ever got to the root. And see, people are trying to take God out of it. See, the devil is trying to secularize the world, meaning he's trying to take God out of education, God out of the government, God out of it. But you're here to put God back in education. I'm putting back in Hollywood. See? All the mountains supposed to be ruled by God. And so I'm saying that no, we don't want the problems to get worse. We want these problems to get better. And so in this, he is this. Solution that God came up with was a spiritual solution. Now, or was rooted in the spirit. Now, let me say what I'm talking about there. What you see in the physical has a spiritual component. Glory to God. That things cannot, that whatever exists naturally has a root spiritually. In other words, what you see is either controlled or is managed by something you cannot see. So, you and I are the only ones that can get to the root. So we can get to the root of whatever problem there is. Doesn't make any difference. You and I are designed to get to it. How do we get to it? By faith. And we can cut into this thing and get to the root. Notice what happened. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, it dried up from the roots. See? Once the roots were dried, then the tree could no longer have life. And I'm saying that what you do see is controlled by something you can't see. And the world is trying to solve the problem on the level of the leaves. And that's not good enough. So you and I are coming in, and now we're going to deal with the root cause. So God gave me a root solution. Here's what he said. Bless this oil, give it to her, tell her to go pour it down the middle of the street. Does that sound logical? No, it doesn't. So get ready for foolish thoughts. If you're going to, listen now, if you're going to obey the voice of God, listen, this is why a lot of people don't go anywhere. They know too much. See, I'm telling you. So what did I do? I gave it to her. I said, lady, God said, take this oil and pour it down the middle of the street. She said, well, give it here. Now, that lady was desperate. And I think sometimes church folk are not quite desperate enough to allow God to work in our lives. In other words, we could take it or leave it. When he told the man, go dip 7 times in the river, Jordan, he at first rode away.
That's right.
Why did he ride away? Because first of all, that's foolish.
That's right.
Next thing, I'm a man of stature.
That's right.
You mean in front of all of my men? Oh, that's absurd. See, that pride thing. But this lady didn't have any pride. This lady that came to me, she said, well, give it here. I gave it to her. She went, poured it down the middle of the street, and what happened? Came back in 4 days, pastor, guess what? I said, what? They came out for 1 hour the next day. Now, they were coming out at 12 noon and leaving at 12 midnight every day, Monday through Sunday. And she said they came out for 1 hour the next day and never came back. Now, think about it. The Bible says that God had laid up sound wisdom for the righteous. Proverbs chapter 2. For the righteous, not from the righteous. For you. Why? Because he knew you're going to have a problem. But he already had a solution. And when you have a problem, the solution has already been delivered by God. So now we've got to use our faith to pull down a solution, glory to God, and solve that problem. So the world is waiting on you.
That's right. That's right.
You got the answers. You got to answer the problems in your company. You know, you were designed like God. You were made in his image. God is a creator. Am I right about that?
Right.
And do you know you were designed to create?
Yes.
That God will continue to stimulate your imagination
yes.
with something new.
Yes.
And he's going to do it for as long as you're here.
Amen.
I think that's why retirement is not in the Bible. Why? Because if you can breathe, you can create.
That's right. That's right.
Are y'all with me here?
Yes.
Now, that is just an example of supernatural deliverance, supernatural favor. Well, you know what that is. That was when the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, and they're coming out of there. Well, while they're coming out, notice what Moses said to him. Well, let's go up there. Let's go to Exodus chapter 3 in verse 19, please. Look what it says. And I'm sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. They're in bondage now. Watch this. And I'll stretch forth my hand, and I'll smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. Next verse. And I will give this people favor. Say this like this. Favor. Now, this is supernatural favor. See, supernatural favor. One day of supernatural favor is worth a lifetime of labor. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you will not go empty. Redemption is not complete without divine provision. It's not complete. God does not want you to be saved and broke. God does not want you to be saved and sick. God does not want you to be saved and depressed. Say amen to this. God does not want you to be saved and full of fear. You've been redeemed from fear just like you've been redeemed from sickness. You have no right to fear, and the devil has no legal right to put fear on you. Say amen to that. So say this, from this day,
from this
I will not fear.
I will not fear.
I sought the Lord.
I sought the Lord.
And he heard me.
And delivered me
from all my fears. So I receive it
by faith
today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. So that was Psalm chapter 34 and 4. He delivered me from all my fears. So I'm saying now I want to go in and I want to get my inheritance, but I'm going to have to follow the voice of God. God is going to speak to me about every matter. Everything that he wants me to, everything I want to receive, God said, just follow my voice. Now somebody said, well, I heard I'm not under the law. You're not under the law. You're under grace. That's why you can follow this. All you got to do is do what he says. And I showed you yesterday or day before that his commandments are not grievous. They're not hard to do. So he's going to tell you to do something. Pour the oil down the street. Get up. There was another guy. He was in our ministry. And his credit was so bad till it was so bad. And what happened? He started hearing these scriptures about ownership and what God had given him. So he and his wife went down to buy a car. So they go down there. He goes out and sits down. He sees a car in the showroom. Oh, man, he likes this car. He and his wife. So he sat down with the salesman. The salesman, okay, which one? And wrote up the paperwork. He said, okay, give me your Social Security number. And he looked at it. He said, sir, I don't think we can do anything for you. He says, why? He says, sir, your credit, you're not. He said, sat back in his chair and said, Lord, what shall I do? God said, get up, march around on the car, you and your wife, seven times. Just march around. So he got up, he and his wife marched around the car. Now, some of y'all won't do this.
All right, Doc.
Come on now, because you got too much sense to do this.
All right.
He marched around that car for seven times, went back and sat down, and God said, tell him to key it in there again. So he keyed it in again. He said, wait a minute, I must have something wrong. What was your Social Security number again? He gave it to him again. God had wiped out. Come on, this is the right crowd, I know. I'm talking about supernatural deliverance.
Yes, sir.
See, if God helped me, we have enough time, I'm talking about debt cancellation. Because I'm not talking about natural.
Come on, God.
I'm talking about super. And God is a debt-canceling God. Deuteronomy chapter 15 and verse 1. And the Message translation. At the end of every 7 years, cancel all debt. This is a procedure. Everyone who has lent money to his neighbor writes it off. You must not press your neighbor or his brother for payment. All debts are canceled. God said so. Oh, Lord Jesus. All debts I came to announce. All debts are canceled. God said so. Now agree with God. Sit down. Now I'm going to tell you what somebody says. This is what the logical mind is going to say. Well now. Pastor, you got to understand that he said at the end of every 7 years. Now, we just can't cancel debt when we want to. We got to wait till 7 years. All right? With your smart self, go to Mark chapter 7. We got the devil where we want him now, boy. See, it's in the book. And this book is God speaking to you. Now look what it says here. Verse 25. And there was a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit. He heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Watch this. In Jesus' feet. And the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled. For it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Now, somebody being called a dog up in here somewhere. Would you see this? And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of your daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter lay upon the bed. Check it out. Notice who the woman was. She was a Greek, Syrophoenician by nation. Why is that so important? Because the Holy Spirit wants to let you know that it wasn't her time. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and then to the Greek. It wasn't her time. I said it wasn't her time. She pressed in by faith, and faith moves time. So I don't care if he says 7 years or 70 years, today is your time. Now take your faith and move it. I came to announce to you, all debts are canceled. God says so. Man, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. Woo! See, they tried to work that same thing at the gravesite of Lazarus. You remember? Here come Jesus. And Martha or Mary met him and said, you know, if you'd only been here earlier, my brother would not have died. He said, your brother shall rise again. He'll live again. She said, I know he will in the resurrection and the last day. He said, no, 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 you don't know who I am. I am the resurrection. This is your day. I said, this is your day. Is your day. You need healing? This is your day. You need deliverance? This is your day. Now sit down. Woo-hoo-hoo. Something is happening in this house. I said something is happening in this house. Can't you feel it? Can't you sense it? Something just broke. I said something just broke. I'm telling you, saints, see, if you'll just receive it, don't try to take it and understand it, just receive. You don't know how God's going to do it, but you do know what he's going to do. He is canceling debts.
Well, I trust that you were blessed by that powerful message. Now, today's offering day on the broadcast, and we're giving those who have been blessed by our teachings an opportunity to sow a seed into this ministry. This is good ground. Praise God. We're in the process of taking the gospel to the whole world. Now, here's a couple of scriptures you might keep in mind on your giving. One, sowing and reaping is a covenant. It's not a promise. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, anytime that you sow a seed, you have a right to expect a harvest. God is a covenant-keeping God. As you do sow seed and you release that seed in faith, there's a harvest coming to you. So expect that harvest. Number two, put God first and make Him your only source. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9, here's what it says. By strength shall no man prevail. Now, what are they talking about? God doesn't want you to count on any other source, not on man, not on your job, not on the federal government. He wants you to look to Him. He's going to provide for us. Number three, God promised to bless you. In Proverbs chapter 10, 22, He said, the blessing of the Lord, it brings wealth without painful toil for it. Isn't that good? In other words, as you do sow seed, you can sow seed for the smallest or the greatest need that you have. You might have need for a house. We sowed a seed for that house, and money came in. We bought it with no debt. Praise the Lord. Or it might be a small thing that you might need. Somebody one time, I put my name on something and signed it, and the people sent me a bill for it and so forth, and he was a relative. And I said, wait a minute, I didn't do this. And God said, don't argue with it, just sow a seed. I sowed a seed, money came in there so fast, it kind of astounded me. I took that money and paid that bill off. Notice, it might be something large or something small, but God will meet your need. It doesn't make any difference what it is. So expect a miracle from God. Well, if you have a seed ready, let's pray. Praise God. I'm going to pray for your seed and pray over your seed. Believe God for it now as you sow this seed. We're not giving to get. We're giving to receive. You see, God wants to give us things. Father, we come before You in the name of Jesus. Thank You so much for the privilege of being able to bring Your teachings to the world. And thank You for the kingdom, the kingdom of God, which functions in us and for us, providing for us everything that we have need on this earth. Father, as we obey Your kingdom laws and sow seed, we believe we receive a harvest off of that seed. Father, I pray for the hundredfold return, 1,000 times more. Whatever the corresponding return is that they're believing for, I put my faith with them and believe we received. Now we thank You for it. We call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God. Thank you so much for watching the broadcast. Thank you for your support. We love you and keep walking by faith.
Activate the anointing on your life through this special message given during the Southwest Believers Convention to break any burden of debt because God says so. To order your copy of this powerful message, cancel all debt on special CD and DVD combo, on MP3 and MP4 combo, contact us online at BillWinston.org. You can also call us at 1-800-711-9327. Order this dynamic teaching, Cancel All Debt, today. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.